When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Good morning, Birmingham. It is Wednesday, September the 28th, with clear skies, a high of 72 today. I'm Richard Dixon, alongside Valerie Vining, and portions of today's show brought to you by my friend Monica Thatcher, Keller Williams Trustful. She is a brilliant real estate agent who works very, very hard for her clients. I mean, she never stops working. The woman wakes up at 4:30 in the morning. You know what's on her mind? Finding you the perfect house. She goes to bed at God knows what time at night. You know what she's thinking about? Finding you the perfect house. I mean, her husband and her children have been ignored and neglected for years. No, that's not true. She loves her husband and her children, but she still does a bang-up job when it comes to finding you the perfect home and getting an offer in that's going to get noticed and getting you in there handling most of the heavy lifting. She did it for me. I can't say enough good things about her. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, 229-1865. It is 9:03. Let's hit some headlines, shall we?
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the news.
In that a 155-mile-per-hour storm is one step away from being Cat 5, literally 2 miles an hour away from being a Cat 5 hurricane, it's already beginning to lash Fort Myers and Punta Gorda, and it's headed up towards Sarasota, and will do an immense amount of damage as it takes 24 hours to cross the peninsula that is Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says, and this will shock you, power will be out and services will be lost. Yeah, no kidding. It's a Category 5 or almost hurricane coming through, Governor DeSantis. Hopefully everybody who can has evacuated, and those who are hunkered down are doing so in strong buildings that can withstand what's going on here.
Yeah, I have some family in Fort Myers, and as my brother, and I said to him, I know that we will not be talking for a couple of days, because you are going to lose power and cell service and everything else in the coming days. But at some point in time, please let us know that you are okay. And I know that other people have family members up and down the west coast of Florida. This is a big storm. We were talking with Dave Nussbaum at CBS 42 just a little while ago. And yeah, that storm with 155-mile-an-hour winds, 157 makes it a Cat 5. But he says at this point it's all kind of relative, because that makes it an extremely strong Category 4. And if you're talking about a hurricane that's a Cat 5, even a weak Cat 5, that is going to do some massive damage. Mm-hmm. Wherever that eye comes in, and the winds from the right side of the storm always cause a lot of destruction. So, and the water is a whole nother issue.
18-foot storm surge.
Golly.
That's two stories tall. So if you're on the second floor of a condo and you think you're going to be okay, you're going to get lashed with waves. I mean, massive, massive waves that are going to wash over that entire area until they reach a point where they can't go any further. Valerie showed me a graphic earlier. Charley hit that area in 2004. It was a Cat 2 hurricane. All of Charley fit inside of the eye of Ian. Yeah. All of Charlie.
That's okay? The difference in the two.
That is the difference in the two. There's fast-moving storms. There's slow-moving storms. Slower-moving storms tend to create more damage. They drop more water, of course, and flooding is a major, major problem when it comes to these hurricanes. So pray for that area, southwestern Florida, and then the rest of the state as well as it works its way up, and then finally up the East Coast. Atlanta's going to get some. Looks like we're going to be spared. In fact, if anything, these hurricanes, once they make landfall, they sort of suck a lot of the other weather away. And so Talladega might be like more beautiful than usual this year, depending on how close that storm comes. You know, if it gets a little closer, we could end up with some rain or some mist or something over there. But right now, it looks like it's going to stay off to the east, and that would be good news. Joe Manchin has learned a lesson about messing around with the Democrats.
You think he learned?
I hope so.
I mean, look,
he cut this deal where he was going to sign off on the Inflation Reduction Act as long as Chuck Schumer allowed him a vote on his permitting bill, his loosening up permitting restrictions. And he said, if you give me a vote on that, then I'll go ahead and sign off on this thing over here. And so Schumer says, yeah, I'll get you the vote. And so he signs off. And now he can't get enough Democrats and Republicans to agree on this to get him 60 votes. He's got enough Republicans. He's like, okay, I'm feeling pretty good about this. And Democrats are like, yeah, no, not us.
Which is, you know, pretty ironic that you can't get enough Democrats.
So he's blaming now Republicans. There's a handful of Republicans. They're like, no, screw you, dude. You stabbed us in the back. You are the one who went and signed off on the stupid Inflation Reduction Act. So no, you can't have what you want. And so Manchin actually just called for it to be stripped out of the proposal so that the government shutdown doesn't take place. And yeah, that lesson learned, I would hope, Joe. Don't do stupid things that run counter to the benefit of the nation, because this Inflation Reduction Act did absolutely nothing to reduce inflation. In fact, it
probably
will only
would
make
only,
it worse.
Yeah, it's going to make it a lot worse.
And it's a huge amount of government spending and involves tax increases for virtually everybody. Virtually everybody. Read yesterday, by the way, lawsuit by a fellow who would supposedly be getting his student loan reduced by $10,000 by this boondoggle that the Biden administration brought up. He is filing suit against the Biden administration saying, no, now I'll have to pay state taxes on that forgiven money.
Oh,
I don't want to pay state taxes on that forgiven money. I'm perfectly happy paying the money back and not having to pay the state taxes. And KJP's response was, well, anyone can opt out if they want to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Where'd you get that information?
I just cannot remind you often enough, by the way, that this student loan payback is for people who make up to $125,000 a year, which means if you make $124,500, which is well over the national average, you can have $10,000 in student loans forgiven. Does that sound like a person who needs $10,000 in student loans forgiven?
That's the person that can afford the loan.
A couple, $250,000. Do these sound like people who need?
They don't need the help.
Student loans
they're
being forgiven?
They're in a percentage where they can afford the student loans.
Yes, you're taking from people who never got student loans or people who paid as they went, and you're giving to people who did not. That whole thing is such a slap in the face to the working class of America. I can't believe anybody thinks it's a good idea. Another bad idea would be finding out that one of the students in your school has got a death wish list with 37 students' names on it, and not telling anybody, not telling the SRO, not telling the teachers, not telling the school board, not talking to law enforcement in any way, shape, or form. And that is what put the trustful principal on leave after the mayor and the police revealed, he knew.
You know, you said to yourself, why did the principal make this decision? What was it that he felt like if he kept this under wraps, that would be a good idea? Because this was going to get out eventually. Somebody was going to talk about this student having this notebook that he got the idea from the Netflix series Death Note. But the fact that this student went through the process of putting the notebook together, listing these student names, and let me just tell you what, every one of the parents of these kids that were on that list should have been notified immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Trustville police didn't know about it over the last year. They just found out about it last week. Hewitt Trustville High's SRO didn't know about it. All the people that should have been involved, the parents, the police, the SRO, no one knew about this? Are you kidding me? No wonder there are some really ticked off parents up in Trustville. I would be too.
I would be. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Death Note was a series on Netflix, but also started off as a movie in 2017 that got mostly one-star reviews.
Well, this student watched it.
Yeah. I watched the movie. It wasn't terrible. Willem Dafoe.
As
the bad guy.
You enjoyed it, or it was kind of so-so?
Well, it didn't kill me, I mean, yeah. So to speak. It was a decent teen horror flick. It was okay, as horror films go. But I certainly wouldn't want somebody sitting around making a list of names.
No, or having your name on it.
Oh, my name's on a lot of lists, believe me.
Maybe not this
Joe one. Biden once again made an inaccurate claim about gas prices. He said, 3 days ago, 41 states in the District of Columbia, the average price of a gallon of gas is $2.99 or less. No, it's not.
In fact, that was not correct.
No state of the union is the average price of gas below $3 a gallon.
A gallon?
A Spanish. Yeah. It's a Spanish
galleon.
Well,
I'd like one of those. Can I have a Spanish galleon?
A Spanish galleon.
Those are worth a lot these days.
The lowest price is in Mississippi. And it's $3.07.
Mm-hmm.
That is the lowest.
Now get this, and I know some of you are hearing this. Well, there's gas over in Alabaster for $2.79.
Yes.
We understand that there are certain gas stations
that may have the average price.
No, we're talking average price, so just understand that the president did misspeak. That is inaccurate what he said.
There are stations up in my neck of the woods still $3.39.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I ran across one the other day, $3.69. I was like, do you know there are other gas stations around here? Are you aware of
you're going to be stuck with that gas for a little while.
Yeah, you guys are going to be holding on to that for a bit anyway, or maybe they know something the rest of us don't. But yeah, this whole nonsense about, oh, no, it's all, everything's working out, it's going great, life is great. He's trying to paint a rosy picture and suggests to you that if you're not having a good time, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, if your economy isn't going well, that's on you. No, Joe. The whole economy is crappy. We're having problems getting by here. The prices at the grocery store are still making
ridiculous.
My eyes buck out every time I go there. You think I'd be used to it by now. Every time I go, I look at it, I'm just like,
how much for
really?
Tomatoes?
What?
How much for?
And as they're breaking out the Halloween candy, I'm like, okay, I'm giving stone. Everyone's getting the Charlie Brown treatment. I got a rock. That's all they're getting this year.
Get creative. Maybe bake some cookies or something.
Oh, yeah. Parents love that. Parents love it when you bring homemade treats.
Oh, no, that's going in the garbage.
Yeah, my mom's stuff went right in the trash.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Not that you can't do something to candy.
You could count on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apples, razor blades, all
about
that
a banana?
Good stuff.
Here, kids, how about a banana?
Banana.
How about an orange?
You want that whipped back at your house, you're doing it right. 913 Talk 99.5 Talk 99.5.
Here, have a dollar, kid. Now scram.
Coming up, it's Steve's turn, and then we're going to do our drawing for the grand prize for our Talladega winners. Won't that be fun? You bet.
Good, Richard. You're quite good at that. Flute action.
I don't mean to blow my own flute, but...
It is Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Dixon and Vining with you on a beautiful, beautiful day here in the Birmingham area. Something I want you to do, ladies, if you have put this off, and I know sometimes we do that. We find other things. We're like, nah, I'll do it tomorrow. Talking about your annual mammogram. I know you're saying to yourself right now, I've been meaning to get to it. Don't be meaning to get to it. Just go ahead today and call Camellia Women's Imaging and schedule that annual mammogram. 1 in 8 women, think about that for a minute, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer. Every year this happens. And if you have any history of that in your family, breast cancer that is, then you know that this is much more serious than not having it in your family. I don't have it in my family, but I still go every year and get an annual mammogram. It's that important to women and our health. So schedule that appointment with Camellia Women's Imaging, 544-2828. They're located on Valleydale Road, right between 65 and 31. I've already had mine this year. Everything was great. And I knew the day that I got my mammogram what the results were. And that's what Dr. Monica Tatari is all about. She said, I know that that's important to my patients. So I make sure that before they leave this office, they know the results. And she sat down with me. She said, here's the deal. Everything's clean, clear, looks great. Nothing on the mammogram. Excellent. Out the door I go. I'll see you next year. 544-2828. Schedule that appointment today. You can also go online to schedule an appointment at almammogram.com. Almammogram.com.
Whose turn is it? It's Steve's turn.
How's
that
going?
That's Steve's. Whose turn is it?
Ah, there it is.
It's Steve's turn.
Okay. It's Big John's turn.
No. No.
Yeah, Steve.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
2016, Ryan Reynolds came out with the movie Deadpool. 2 years later, it was such a success, they came out with Deadpool 2. Now it's been 4 years and everyone's wondering what the heck's going on. Well, we know, for example, that Disney bought basically the entire library of Fox, so they became part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that made everyone wonder, that's under Disney. Are they really going to do an R-rated character like Deadpool Justice? Well, turns out, it appears they are. We finally got an update on the potential of Deadpool 3. Ryan Reynolds released a video on social media where he says, quote, "We've been working very hard on the next Deadpool film for a good long while now. It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down deep inside, and I have nothing. Yeah, just completely empty up here, and it's terrifying, but we did have one idea." Turns out there's a guy walking in the background in his living room setting where he's performing this video, and Ryan tosses out the question, "Hey, Hugh, do you want to play Wolverine one more time?" Turns out it was Hugh Jackman. Jackman looks at him and goes, "Yeah, sure, Ryan." The video, typical Ryan Reynolds way of doing things, ends with Whitney Houston's version of I Will Always Love You, which has words underneath it that says, "I will always love Hugh."
Hugh.
So we know that Deadpool and Wolverine, who are sometimes rivals and sometimes cohorts, will be in this film. We know that the writers from the first two films are back. One of them has confirmed that Deadpool, otherwise known as the Merc with a Mouth Attitude, is still gonna be there. Despite officially being part of Disney and the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he says it will retain the R rating. Spoiler alert for those who watched the end of Logan back in 2017, Wolverine dies, so how he appears in this movie, we're not yet sure. But Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige says that with the recent opening of the multiverse, anything is possible. So I guess we'll see. But we finally have an update, and we've heard so many mentions from Deadpool in the first two films about Wolverine that it just kind of makes sense that finally we will get to see the two together, except for, oh yeah, that's right, that long-forgotten X-Men Origins Wolverine film from 2009.
Oof.
Where Ryan Reynolds did appear as Deadpool, except he didn't get to say anything because his mouth was sewn shut, and you might not have recognized it because it was so fleeting, and yeah, he didn't have the Deadpool suit on either. So if you missed it, number one, the movie was bad, and number two, it was fairly quick. You'd be excused.
It was, but he also got to go back in time and fix that in Deadpool 2.
Spoiler alert.
Which was
it's
nice.
In the end credits.
Yeah.
Oh.
It
yeah.
is fun.
It is. It's very funny. I just watched the Ryan Reynolds video. I would remind you that Logan takes place in the future, and I want to say it was like 2025 or something that Logan took place, 2025 or 2026. Yeah. I know that it wasn't in the too-distant future, but it was in the future, and so if this film comes out, you know, 2023, yeah. 2024,
we'll
you
see
know,
how they yeah. weave it in. He It'll be still, interesting to watch.
He could still be there. Yeah. Don't know if it really is Hugh Jackman walking behind him, though. Could be anybody doing an Australian accent. Yeah, sure.
Potential, but yeah. knowing Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, it's probably Hugh Jackman.
By the way, it says coming hewn at the end of that. talk995.com. Yeah. Are you feeling lucky? Punk? Well, do ya? Huh? Mary Chapin Carpenter feels pretty lucky, judging from the song. Although she wants to hang out with Lyle Lovett. And is it Dwight Yoakam that she's
yep.
with?
Yeah.
Why does she want to hang out with those two? Neither one of them particularly attractive men. On the other
depends
hand,
on the eye of the beholder.
I mean, it is very much.
Let's face it, Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts.
Who are we to judge,
while.
Richard?
For a minute,
I know, but still, I mean.
Then she woke up and was like, "Wow, what the hell did I do?" Yeah,
I know you are dying to hear this, but Joe Biden right now is speaking about the hurricane. Having no conversation whatsoever with the governor of the state, which is...
No, he did. He finally talked to DeSantis
did
yesterday.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely.
After he called literally everybody else in Florida that he could think of.
Yep.
Right. Those all came first. Oh, there he goes.
And now he's...
He's left the stage wondering where to go.
He saw a 12-year-old he needs to go talk to.
It's just crazy. I mean...
Does anybody take this guy seriously? I mean, at this point, I can't. I don't. I really don't. It's sad. All right, we have the three winners of our Talladega tickets in this handy-dandy.
And I literally did that, put their names in a drum.
Gary Asher's drum school-provided drum. that he gave us some years ago when we were collecting for panhandling for the panhandle, as I recall.
And Richard is moving those around in there.
I have found the winner who is going to win tickets for the meet and greet with multi-platinum country artist Chase Rice Saturday night and enjoy the infield concert at the Talladega Super Speedway. That winner is Chris Thomason. Chris Thomason. There you go. Congratulations, Chris. You have just won yourself. There you go. Fabulous. Fabulous prizes, including a meet and greet with the one and only Chris Rice of the Talladega Super Speedway this Saturday night.
Chase Rice, not Chris Rice.
I'm sorry, Chase Rice. It was Chris Thomason who won. It's Chase Rice who's the winner.
I'm so confused.
You can't stop.
There is a Chris Rice, I think, that is a singer as well. This is Chase Rice, the country singer.
So much rice. Why are there so much rice?
I don't know. But Chris, way to go.
Congratulations.
Have
congratulations.
Fun.
You were best at having your name pulled out of a drum.
Mm-hmm.
You, when others, other people tried, they failed miserably, but you managed to get your name pulled out of the drum as a successful winner. Now, somebody will probably have to call you and tell you exactly what
you do. Yes, we'll get in touch with you, Chris.
Next, okay?
Mm-hmm, very soon. Alrighty. Give you all the details.
Mm.
And to all of our other winners as well, you will be getting some information in the next 24 hours, so stay tuned.
Speaking of details, I have a horrible new ice cream flavor for you now.
You have a horrible?
I was very excited about getting a Baskin-Robbins near my house.
Uh-huh.
Very excited. Because I love ice cream. I grew up on Baskin-Robbins. You know, the 31 flavors, although they really have more than 31 flavors.
I grew up on Carvel. We had Carvel ice creams.
Don't derail my story.
Sorry, go ahead.
So anyway.
You're taking all the fun out of it.
Okay, go ahead. And your Baskin-Robbins.
I know how fabulous Baskin-Robbins ice cream can be. And then they drop something like this on you. It's the new spicy and spooky ice cream made with real ghost pepper. Yeah.
No.
Why?
I don't want to actually have to chug water while I'm eating ice cream. That doesn't make any sense to me. Ice cream is supposed to be ice cream. Ghost pepper is supposed to be somewhere else. Why are we combining these things? I don't understand. It's the spiciest flavor ever. Ooh, stop it.
Yeah, no.
Just stop it. The October 2022 flavor of the month combines white chocolate ghost pepper flavored ice cream with rich black dark chocolate ice cream and spicy blood orange flakes. Mm-hmm. You can also get the cake, an ice cream cake, customizable with your favorite ice cream flavor, including made with Snickers or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, depending on your favorite Halloween candy. Trixie the Ghost Cake can be pre-ordered online, although the Baskin-Robbins mobile app is available, or you can contact your local Baskin-Robbins shop. No ghost pepper in the ice cream. Don't do it. Stop it. Just stop being silly.
Is that kind of like putting pickle juice in your beer?
Yeah.
Kind of like that?
You would.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like the kind
it's
of
deliciousness.
Person. I did drink something once. A friend of mine who was in the distribution business dropped me off. He knew I liked kind of weird and offbeat beers. And so he brought me a 12-pack. And every beer was different, and in there was something called a Cave Creek chili beer. Have you ever tried this?
Don't think so.
I don't know where it's from, but they were selling it in Alabama at least for a little while. There was actually a pepper inside the beer, okay? And I'm not sure if it was not a jalapeno. It may have been a habanero. It was hot. I know that. And you had the bizarre sensation of taking a drink of beer and then being like, I need something to drink. And then you take another swig and you'd be like, I got to find some water.
And at some point, do you not just say, why am I drinking this?
It was actually delicious.
Was it good?
In a weird sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
But I never drank another one after that with good reason.
Cave Creek's out of Arizona.
Arizona. All righty. Cave Creek chili beer. If you get the chance to try it, avoid it at all costs. Okay? That's what I would suggest. Okay, that's it. I got nothing else. Oh, Chris Priest we were supposed to be chatting with Chris Priest, but he's busy probably talking to somebody about Hurricane Ian.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he did sports.
He does. He's probably talking about how it affects sports down there. Yeah.
Well, there's no sports going on down there. Tampa's in Miami. What more do you want to know?
Did you hear about the Miami Marlins actually putting out a call for all Mets fans to come watch them take on the Braves? Because they said, you know, the Mets and the Braves are like bitter enemies, rivals, you know. And they're like, hey, the Florida Marlins are taking on the Braves. We know there's a lot of Mets fans around here because every time the Mets play, you guys flock and fill up our stadium. So come in and watch us play the Braves and take on your arch rival and root for the Marlins. And nobody took them up on that offer. The Marlins have the second worst attendance in baseball this year. You know who has the first?
Tampa Bay.
Exactly.
So they're hanging out together down in Miami now.
That, by the way, is the answer every year, no matter what.
Yes, it is.
The Tampa Bay Rays, even when they were in the World Series, had the worst attendance every game all year long. The Tropicana is a terrible stadium. It's an awful place to watch a game. And their baseball is sort of a godsend. It really, this is the only good thing about Hurricane
Ian. Anybody still
Ian.
Following Aaron Judge? I watched a little of the game last night, hoping he would.
I'm guessing he didn't homer, because if he did, we would have heard about it.
Yep, he did not do it.
He got walked four times, though.
He keeps getting walked, and I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Are we just going to keep doing that?
You don't want to be the guy who ends up.
Oh, come on.
You know.
Throw him the pitch.
Step into it, baby.
Right.
Hey, he's going to have to step into it.
Get and hit. He's, do you, they were showing where the you know, the strike zone is for him. Mm-hmm. He's 6 foot seven. And I'm like, God, this the strike zone is like in a different area because of how tall he is. Yeah. I'm like, this guy is huge. And I looked it up, 6 foot seven. I was like, golly, that's a tall baseball player.
Shoulders to knees, right? That's the
shoulders
strike zone.
Shoulders to knees.
Shoulders to knees and as wide as the plate. And that's
amazing.
Wow. Holy cow. I sure hope. How many more games does he have to hit another two homers?
Through this weekend, I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
If he can't get it done by this weekend, it's over for him?
Too bad. So sad. Because anything you do in the postseason doesn't count towards the regular season.
No,
stats.
That's true. But he's got 60, right?
60.
He does. He's so standing on 60.
He's tied Babe Ruth's home run
record. Come on. He needs 61. Somebody throw him the pitch. Just throw him the pitch. Throw it over the plate.
I'd like to see him get 62. I really would. We need a non-performance-enhancing drug record that we can hang our hat on. We do.
I like that too. Yes.
I'm sick to death of the Mark McGwire situation. I was just mentioning to Valerie on this day in 1998, McGwire hit his 70th home run. The ball was caught by a guy in the stands who made $30,000 a year. And the Cardinals said, hey, we'd really like that ball back. We'll give you a signed bat and a jersey. And he said, well, I'll take that. And I want to meet McGwire too. And the Cardinals went and said, hey, he wants to meet you. And McGwire was like, no way, not going to happen. The guy goes, okay, I'll take my ball and go home. And he did. And the next week he sold it for $3 million. All because Mark McGwire wouldn't shake this guy's hand.
And say hello.
What a jerk.
Well, they can just deduct it from his check.
Yeah. Or, you know, whatever he's paying the doctor for those shots. 941 Talk 99.5, talk995.com. We'll get to the Dixon and Vining question of the day in mere moments. By the way, congratulations once again, Chris Thomason. You're going to go meet Chase Rice in the infield at Talladega. It's going to be a good time. Stick around.
Five with Dixon and Vining. It is true that sometimes your work truck is a reflection of your business, and you want that to be a positive reflection. It kind of reminded me, there was a neighbor yesterday in my neighborhood that there was some kind of service truck that pulled up beside it, and it was a clunker. And I was like, who in the world did they have their house? What are they doing over there? Work Trucks in downtown Birmingham wants to make sure that you've got not only a good-looking vehicle, but one that you can trust is going to run for a long time. They are your premier used truck and used commercial dealership. And man, oh man, do they have a lot of vehicles to pick from. So maybe it's time to up your truck a little bit, maybe get a bigger truck, a Super Duty truck. If you need a pickup truck, cargo vans, box trucks, they've got it all at Work Trucks. Check it out. You can see them online at worktrucksllc.com. Call them 252-4200, or we always say go by and see them and tell them we said hello. Work Trucks is located at 2324 3rd Avenue South in Birmingham. Go see them today. worktrucksllc.com.
Got a bit of an answer for Steve West on his questions regarding Deadpool 3, because Hugh Jackman has now posted a video. This happened 2 hours ago. He popped up with a video of him sitting on the sofa with Ryan Reynolds, and they're talking about how this all came to be, and Ryan Reynolds points out that Logan takes place in 2029.
Okay, there you go.
And so, yeah, all right. So he all right, Logan dies in Logan, but we're not messing with that. This is a different story, and it's, you know, we're part of the
MCU.
So
we know his death is pending, right. But he's not dead yet.
Yeah, I'm not dead yet.
It's just a flesh wound.
It's just a mere flesh wound.
Message for you, sir.
So anyway, that's what's going on there. I'm very excited about it. Deadpool is by far my favorite superhero film. I mean, it's not even close. The second favorite superhero film is Deadpool 2. Then there's a long drop to Captain America. So, actually, Batman Begins might be my favorite outside of Deadpool. So, anyway, if you were wondering, now you have some answers. The Dixie Divining Question of the Day is brought to you, as always, by Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us, 592-3004, 906 North 40th Street. A great place to shoot, a great place to purchase a firearm, a great place to learn a thing or two with their classes. Take advantage of their gunsmithing. Stories are coming out about folks who brought really old, seemingly rusted pieces to Sentinel Firearms. And, you know, sometimes the stock is busted on your old deer hunting rifle or dad's old deer hunting rifle or grandpa's or whatever. And you give it to them, put it in their capable hands, and their gunsmithing is going to take great care of it, bring it back to life for you, make it fireable, and get you out on the range where you belong with that firearm of your choice. That's Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us, 592-3004, 906 North 40th Street. They are the proud sponsor of the Dixon and Vining Question of the Day.
With the questions of a thousand things.
Questions, questions, just fill my head.
Questions of a thousand things.
Can I raise a practical question at this point?
What is a kid's movie that adults also enjoy? It would have to be literally a kid's movie. A movie that was made for kids that you watch and you go, okay, that didn't suck as much as I thought it was going to. I thought that was going to be a disaster. I actually liked it. Valerie Vining, I'm sure you've dealt with a few of these.
I'm going to go with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Do you think that was a kid's movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
That adults could watch too.
Very little kids. Tiny little kids.
Itsy, bitsy, teeny, tiny kids.
Some of the special effects in that were pretty impressive,
pretty,
especially given there was not CGI at the time, you know.
No.
So they actually had to create a giant carpet for these kids to be running through and huge, you know, blades of grass and all of that stuff. It was really impressive. Steve West.
I mentioned this to my wife, and she and I both said pretty much the same thing at the same time. Shrek.
Shrek is a great film, mm-hmm. man. Cute. Shrek is an absolutely great film. The first time I watched it, and that was back when my kid was little, and so I would pre-watch stuff because I didn't want her to skip. Did you see it as a kid?
Yes.
Okay, so in the theater in 1939 when it came out, you went to see
it.
Wow.
Yeah, just walk right into it.
I don't get to make
eyes
fun
wide
of
open.
People for being old very much. So when Dent comes in, even
that's
though,
okay, Jim. I called him old the other
he's
day.
He's like 8 years older than me, and I have to pick on him.
Well, if you don't respect your elders, maybe you'll respect your betters. I'll meet you in the parking lot when the show is
on. Oh, there it is.
Get him, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to film that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
One punch in the back and he's down.
Yes,
for
the Wizard of Oz.
That is my
answer.
Okay.
I watched it as a kid.
And yet you weren't terrified by the flying monkeys.
Flying monkeys were a little irritating.
They still scare me. Can I be honest?
The Wicked Witch was scary, too.
I still have to look away.
Oh my gosh.
I'll be honest with you, I'm more scared about the news that came out this morning about how they're going to remake that.
Yeah, they're remaking it. Yeah.
No.
With LGBTQ characters, it's going to be all woke
and
stuff.
They need to leave the movie. Just everyone leave. I don't care who you are. Leave the movie alone.
Just leave it.
Just leave it alone.
Don't touch it.
Don't remake it.
It's
don't
fine.
Do anything. I don't care who it is.
It
leave it alone.
It is fine. Don't touch it.
Yeah,
I go with the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the
mm-hmm.
original
number
great
one.
Musical.
The Gene Wilder?
Yeah, Gene Wilder version.
One of the best.
Just a truly great film. I remember seeing it, being disappointed that it wasn't the same as the book, but also just still thought it was a great film.
And great lesson toward the end where...
Yes, absolutely.
Return to Gobstopper.
Don't go to a chocolate factory
and steal things.
And try to drink the chocolate river. You'll end up in the marshmallow room. It's a bad idea, right?
The geese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was a bad
idea. Fizzy lifting room.
The fizzy lifting rings.
Right.
Exactly.
You had to burp your way down.
Don't go into the TV room. Don't be Mike TV.
No.
Yeah.
Dumb Mike.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that always gets me about that is at the end, you know, Willy Wonka's like, I'm giving you my factory, Charlie. And he's like, you got like 19 OSHA violations in the past 2 hours. I'm taking this over now.
It's all yours, Charlie.
Yes, there's going to be a very serious investigation. I have got to go.
Luckily, it was in Britain.
It was.
They don't have very serious violations.
Although you couldn't help but notice, only half the cast had British accents.
That's true.
Right? Willy Wonka didn't have a British accent. Peter, the kid who played Charlie,
Grandpa didn't either.
Grandpa didn't have him. No. By the way, what the hell was up with him?
They were all sleeping in that bed together.
Laying in bed for 20 years, and he gets a free chance to go to the chocolate
factory.
And then
he starts dancing.
Starts dancing around like a mother. You're just like, really?
With that.
Really? Uh-huh. So you could have been contributing to the household income all this time?
So is this still your choice?
Now that I think of it, screw Charlie. Go Willy Wonka. No. Despicable Me. I'm taking Despicable Me from now on. At least he's honest about his debauchery.
Have you taken your medication today?
Twice.
Yeah, okay.
I may have overdone it. How about...
And in lies the problem.
How about we come back tomorrow and do it all again? Everybody on board? Everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Right. Okay. Good luck to everybody in Florida. Sure. We're thinking about them.
Tim and Dale come your way next, followed by Andra McLean in the line and Leland Live. Back tomorrow, dark and early, 6 a.m. Bye-bye now.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series above? Us for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts.
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.